Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Inilunsad na ng federal government ang kontrobersyal na coronavirus tracing app sa kabila ng pangamba tungkol sa privacy ng mga gagamit nito. Ginawa ang app para matukoy kung ang isang tao ay nagkaroon ng direct contact sa isang may COVID-19. Habang bumababa ang bilang ng mga bagong kaso ng coronavirus sa Australia, ang mga plano pagkatapos ng lockdown ang masusing pinaghahandaan ng lahat. Sinabi ni Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt na ang bagong tracing app ng pamahalaan na tinatawag nilang COVID Safe ay pipigil sa community transmission.
And there are over 500 cases in Australia where we've never found the original source. It may be that two people have been standing in a line and one of them had accidentally been a little bit close. They might have been on public transport together. The names are not known and you would not be able to find that person and notify them that they're at risk. And they in turn might be in contact with a doctor or a nurse. And that's how an infection can get into an aged care centre, and it will help us as we seek to return to normal and the Australian way of life.
Ayon naman kay Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, ang app ay ginaya sa Trace Together software ng Singapore. Ito ay kumukolekta ng datos sa pamamagitan ng digital handshake.
I was tested positive for COVID. You need to race back through your diary, work out who you've had contact with. But of course, there are people that you walk past in the street or that you stopped at the, you know, coffee shop or at the chemist or whatever. And you don't have all of that detail. The beauty of the app is that it can have a handshake, if you like, with people that you've been in close proximity with, phone to phone.
Ginagamitan ng Bluetooth connection ang app sa mobile phone para maitala ang mga impormasyon tungkol sa mga nakakasalumuha mo tulad ng layo at kung gaano katagal ang iyong naging contact. Ayon pa sa pamahalaan, 40% ng mga Australian ay kailangang mag-download ng app para makakuha ng sapat na impormasyon ang mga health authorities at maging epektibo ang tracing. Pero nagkakaroon ng mga privacy concerns o pangamba ang malawakang contact tracing na ito. Sinabi ni Justin Baird na dalawang dekada nang nagtatrabaho sa sektor ng teknolohiya na mayroong alalahanin tungkol sa pagiging epektibo ng app.
It is able to run in the background. Like, that was one of the issues in Singapore. People would download the application, but it required you to kind of keep it in front and running because of the way that the Bluetooth connection worked. They've solved those problems with the Australian app, so that's really good, because now the app will be just as effective on Android devices as well as iPhones and iOS devices. So I think all of those things are making it much easier to use. The actual number of people using the app, it's important that everybody uses this app. I know that people were talking about 40%. If we had more than 50% of the population using this application, that would be really great. And again, I don't think people should be worried about the privacy implications. There's more information about people online than this app will ever be able to hold on to.
Siniguro naman ni Minister Hunt na tanging health officials lamang ang pwedeng mag-access sa mga data mula sa nasabing app.
I've already signed in to law on behalf of the government a Biosecurity Act determination which prevents access, which ensures that the data has to be kept on an Australian server. It cannot leave the country. It cannot be accessed by anybody other than a state public health official. It cannot be used for any purpose other than the provision of data for the purposes of finding people with whom you have been in close contact, and it's punishable by jail if there's a breach of that. Importantly, the data is deleted from your phone after 21 days. It's been assessed by the Privacy Commissioner. And there are only four things that are required from an individual. Obviously, your phone number, your name, your age range, and your postcode.
Ayon kay Federal Opposition Health Spokesman Chris Bowen, mahalagang busisiin muna ng Parliament ang mga patakarang nakapaloob sa app at magkaroon pa ng Senate inquiry.
Of course, it's essential that there be some sort of parliamentary role and some parliamentary oversight of the legislation and some opportunity for the parliament to examine the legislation before we actually vote on it. Obviously, it's a matter for Katie Gallagher and her committee. I imagine there'll be a hearing. There'll be an opportunity for the government to put its case. There'll be questions asked about the privacy implications, and that'll be an important step for the Australian people to see whether their concerns have been addressed.
At sa pahayag naman ng federal government, sinabi nitong ang mga legislation o batas tungkol sa app ay ilalabas sa parlamento sa darating na May 11 sitting week. Ayon naman sa research ng Australian Institute, 45% na ng mga Australian ang nagsasabi na ida-download nila ang app, habang 28% ang nagsasabing hindi at 27% naman ang hindi sigurado. Sa naging anunsyo sa Twitter ni Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt, nasa 1 million na ang nag-download ng app ilang oras matapos itong i-launch kahapon. Sinabi rin nito kung natatakot ka na ibigay ang iyong personal details, pwede namang gumamit ng alias o ibang pangalan. Yan ang ulat ni Biwa Kwan na ating isinalin sa ating wika.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.